welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. Make sure you check me out on Twitter. That's at Sean Green Show. And follow me on Facebook. It's Sean Green Show Media. You can find everything there. Also on YouTube, it's some cool YouTube videos of the show, me interacting, all creative hijinks, all the stuff is there. It's a new year. I got to bring in Russ Montague, the owner of NerdBlock.com and ShirtPunch.com, overall geek guru. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing, man? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. So, 2014. If I can sum up 2014 in one word for geek culture, I would have to say phenomenal. And what do you think?
Oh, phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. And I think it really set the stage for some big things to come in the next 4 to 5 years. It's like every year from this year forward is just a major juggernaut coming out. I mean, this, we've got a new Star Wars coming out. We are in 2015. We are in the year of a new Star Wars. It has been so long since that's happened. I just feel good about that.
Yeah, yeah. Now, do you feel like it'll ever reach a peak? Because with certain trends or fads, and I hate to call like the nerd culture a fad, because I think nerds have been, we've been around, forever, just been like in, in the dark corners, and we're just at this point we're just taking over because we're smarter than everybody. But but do you feel that it may reach a point where people be like, they'll be like, you know what, I'm tired of all this geekdom. Let's get everything serious and all this macho stuff again. You think they'll ever get, if it'll ever get back to that?
No way. It's impossible. I mean, it's only become popular in the last decade, but that doesn't mean it wasn't always here. It's always been here. It's been here the whole time. It's been here since, anyone can remember. People have always been into this type of stuff. People have always been geeks and nerds. It's just now cool. But I mean, I look at sports, I'm not so much into sports, but it's not like sports are going anywhere. They're here every year and they'll be here every year.
Yeah, yeah. Now, one thing I definitely wanted to ask you about, and I'm quite sure you probably saw it already and probably saw it many times already, is the Marvel's Phase 2 Ant-Man trailer came out today. And I want to know if you've seen that, and what did you think of it?
I saw it. It looks great. This is a franchise I'm excited for. I'm excited that they're taking chances with these off-brand characters. I mean, look what happened with Guardians of the Galaxy this year. So, that was a franchise that I knew enough about it, but it wasn't like I grew up reading that. It wasn't like that was a strong franchise for me. So I can't honestly say Ant-Man is a franchise I've been following, and now all of a sudden I'm into this new character, and that's what I love about what they're doing with these characters. They're really fitting them well with the actors.
Yeah, yeah. Paul Rudd, and I, when I first heard that Paul Rudd was going to be Ant-Man, I was kind of like, okay, I never really thought of him in that type of role. But when I saw the trailer, it actually fits. So, and I trust Marvel at this point. They've been doing it for a while now, and they've been doing it right. So I totally trust them with this.
I absolutely agree. Let's just let's hope we can get Spider-Man back there. But
yeah, definitely. That's what I'm praying
that's its
for.
Own can of worms.
And last thing about comic book movies, and we move on to what's new in Nerd Block. Agent Carter, the miniseries. Have you seen it yet? I have mine on DVR. I have not seen it yet, but I'm quite sure you have. So did you?
Honestly, mine's on DVR as well. I haven't got a chance to check it out. And you know why? Because I'm a little skeptical of this one.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I mean, I think I enjoy the character, but, I don't know. I mean, there was something really special about Agent Coulson. So that makes sense. I don't know if I've ever felt that connection to Agent Carter. So yeah. I guess, you know, we'll have to see.
Yeah, that's probably why when I got home last night, I could have watched it on DVR last night, but I was like, oh, I can wait. Because it's some TV shows that I get home and I just have to see the same day, no matter how late it is. And with Agent Carter, I felt like, you know, I can catch it, you know, when I get home. Now, let's move on to Nerd Block and ShirtPunch.com. Last year was a very great year for you. You had a lot of new stuff going on, especially with the horror block and all that stuff. What can we expect from Nerd Block in 2015?
Yeah, so 2015 is going to be incredible for Nerd Block. You know, in 2014, we had such a rise in our customer base. It actually got us to a level where we can partner with toy companies and with studios to make actual products. I mean, and I'm talking actual toy lines or collectible lines, not just small, you know, cheap products. I'm talking really, really awesome stuff. So, you know, we're partnering with everybody from Breaking Bad to Ghostbusters to Grumpy Cat, you name it, across the board, whether it be TV, movie, internet. We have got so much going on, and we've really partnered up with a lot of the top cosplayers going into 2015, and we are really pushing the cosplay market as, you know, as far as we can. We think it's just a great, great world to be in, and it's so much fun, and it's really sort of young, and it's just starting to really pick up a ton of steam. So we're really excited to be on board with that. It's just going to be a crazy year, and we've got a few surprises in store that you guys will see over the next couple months.
Yeah, and one thing that I always kind of visioned with Nerd Block was, you know, like celeb endorsements that like actually pitch your website. You know, like Clark Gregg like would be the perfect fit to like endorse like nerdblock.com, you know, just to do like, I'm serious. Like if I go to nerdblock.com and I always saw like a video with Clark Gregg getting his Nerd Block, and I always thought that would be so cool to have somebody like a Clark Gregg doing that, you know.
And that's very cool. And you know, that's one of the things that I'm personally really focused on this year, is just working with a lot of celebrities. You know, this company is so much fun for us to just get up every morning and go to. And what's really neat about something like that, when you really love your job, you realize that there's other people that love what you're doing too. And so you can start to do things that you've only ever dreamed about, you know? So, I mean, in the next couple weeks, I'm getting to interact with some really cool people. I'm getting to interact with Ralph Macchio, the Karate Kid.
Oh, man, yeah.
I mean, like, holy, like, never in my life did I think I would be hanging out with the Karate Kid. And now it's happening. So, you know, it's cool to be able to be on this journey, and it's really cool to be able to take these companies with us and partner with just so many cool celebrities and so many cool brands, and, you know, getting access to all these sort of films and video games and things you grew up with and things that now want to work with you. And it's surreal. So, you know, 2015 is going to be all about that, and I am right on board with you. I think that's a phenomenal idea.
Yeah, you should do it with Ralph Macchio. You just give him like a surprise Nerd Block video, record that and have him open up his Nerd Block right there and put it on nerdblock.com. I'm quite sure that
absolutely
that would drive people absolutely crazy. I will actually watch that, man. So what about Nerd Block Jr.? Anything new there?
Yeah, you know, we've partnered with quite a few companies, but this year we've really partnered heavily with Mattel, and we've signed quite a massive deal with Mattel. And you know, they are just such a powerhouse in the toy space. I mean, everybody knows Mattel. So I'm really excited to work on a lot of those brands. You know, the brands I grew up with, Hot Wheels, and you know, even things like My Little Pony, stuff that was so as a kid, I just remember it being so embedded in you know, toys and things I loved, and they're such evergreen properties that now that we're doing, you know, Nerd Block Jr., we get to experience what it's like to work with these and do custom Hot Wheels and custom ponies and things of that nature that are just really exciting for kids. And that to me is what's really cool, because I don't ever underestimate kids. These kids, they are so smart, and they know these brands so well, and they understand the value of a collectible at such a young age. It's just amazing how, you know, nerd parents are passing this awesome ability to be a nerd at such a young age now onto their kids, you know?
Oh, yeah, they're plugged in, man. They're totally plugged
in. Right, plugged in.
Yeah. What about Arcade Block and Horror Block?
Arcade Block is partnering up with, you know, every studio you could think of across the board. We're really excited to do just a lot of exclusives with, you know, a lot of the top games coming out this year, getting to work with big titles like Uncharted and just, you know, the whole PlayStation brand and Xbox and even Nintendo. It's amazing. And then we're really getting involved with companies like Valve and starting to work with Steam. So there's going to be some really cool stuff. Like, we're really tapping that into what the gamers are looking for. And not just, like, I'm a gamer myself, and so... You know, I understand that what I play may not be what you play. And even if we're both on the same system, we may play totally different genres. You have to appeal to as many, you know, different groups as possible. And it's really exciting that we have people on our staff that are just across the board into so many different things. It just makes a nice mix in the box. So Arcade Block is going to be just awesome this year. And Horror Block, wow, man, we have really started to partner with some big horror celebrities there. And we're doing a huge horror contest that launches in the next week. We're doing a short film contest, and the winner's actually going to get $10,000. So there's a major, major cash prize attached to this. So it's a Horror Block short film contest. It's got some celebrities behind it that'll be judging it. It's going to be pretty cool.
All right, great. And I'm still trying to figure out how I can picture Russ Montague, the owner of Nerd Block and Shirt Punch, this big, like, CEO gaming, man. And where do you find the time to game, dude? I'm like, whoa.
You know, it's tough. It's funny because I actually end up, like, all my friends make fun of me because I buy all the games. And they sit unwrapped, you know, and never go into the PlayStation or into the Xbox. So it can get tough, you know. I just finished Far Cry 4, which was unbelievable. I love that series. That was really fun. And now I've just got into Grand Theft Auto 5, which is great because, you know, I picked it up originally, but then the new systems came out and I got those and they weren't backwards compatible. And, you know, one thing leads to another and I missed that game.
Yeah.
So now I get to play it again in first person, which is great. But no, there are so many games that I want to get to and I end up getting maybe about an hour into them and then I just never get back to them.
Yeah, I totally get it, man, because I'm the same way when it comes to gaming. I have maybe an hour or two to give, and then after that it's work. And I can imagine, you know, I'm just a little guy. And I, dude, you're on a totally massive scale, so I can't just imagine kicking everybody out of a board meeting so you can play Far Cry. So it's kind of funny to hear you talk about gaming, man.
That's almost what it comes down to, you know. It was Christmas Day, I got about 4 hours into a game, and that was the most I had ever, you know, done. It just felt like, well, I shouldn't say ever, but in the last 5 years, I feel like that was the most time I got in one session. So, I mean, it's a lot of fun, and I love all the games that are coming out, but it's you're right. I mean, I'm so busy, my time gets so stretched.
Yeah. And you know what? But you're doing it for the people. You're doing it for the geeks. You're doing it for everybody, man. So I appreciate you a lot for doing that, man. Russ Montague, the owner of NerdBlock.com, ShirtPunch.com, HorrorBlock, NerdBlock Jr., you name it. He's the overall geek guru. I'm going to call you the geek god. You know, 2015, you're the geek god, man, because you keep bringing it, man. And I got to – hopefully you can get Ralph Macchio on video, man, opening up his Nerd Block. Give him, like, a box. He can't see what's inside. He opens it up, and he just starts pulling out all this cool stuff, man. You got to let him do it, man.
I love it.
Oh, man. Thanks so much for joining the show, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
All right, great. We'll be back right after this.